This is St. Louis Public Radio. The city of Kinloch was once home to 10,000 people. The 2010 census counted about 300. As a child growing up in neighboring Ferguson, filmmaker Jane Galluli began to notice the divide between the all-black Kinloch and her community. That divide was symbolized by a physical barrier that is at the heart of her documentary, Where the Pavement Ends. It's part of the Arch City Defenders Racial Justice Film Series. Now living in Boston, Galluli spoke with St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson about the film and the community.
Filmmaker Jane Galluli grew up in Ferguson during the Jim Crow era. Galluli is white. As a child, she had a lot of freedom in her hometown and was completely unaware that Ferguson was a segregated white community that sat next door to Missouri's first all-black city, Kinloch.
I wasn't aware that Ferguson was a close community until then. I get a little bit older and could venture further from where I grew up. And that's when I first came across, like all kids in the town, knew about this closed road on Suburban Avenue. And then I was certainly aware that this was different, you know. But at the same time, this was never anything that was discussed.
The Suburban Avenue that Galluli talks about is the now non-existent site of the roadblock.
I remember the first time I saw it, I remember it being a metal, like corrugated guardrail that was cemented into the ground, you know, like you'd see running along the side of a highway or something like that, or at the end of a dead-end road.
The 79-minute documentary connects two historical moments that both the neighboring city residents have witnessed, the Kinloch-Ferguson roadblock protest, as well as the demonstrations that ensued after the killing of Michael Brown Jr.
What the roadblock represented to me was the sort of institutional racism that existed, you know, 50 years ago. And that was the prehistory of, you know, how and why a teenage boy could be killed on a street on the other side of town 50 years later.
To Galluli, examining segregation and other racial inequalities that derived from the roadblock was just as important as focusing on the killing of Michael Brown Jr.
This is such a common tactic that's used, and it's still used, all over the country. And so having two segregated towns divided by some sort of roadblock or barrier is something, and, you know, divided communities existed all over the United States, and they still do. And so I also felt like this was going to be something that anybody who saw this film is going to relate to, and they do.
The 61-year-old filmmaker says the barricade created resentment and anger between residents of Kinloch and Ferguson. In the film, one resident of Kinloch expressed her memories on how the blockade made her and other blacks feel in the 1960s.
One thing that I remember is that we were angry. And today people are angry. There are a lot of things to be angry about. And a lot of people don't get it.
It was clearly there as a racist monument almost, you know, to like what was happening between the communities. I'm certainly not trying to say that the barricade between the two towns directly created the event that happened with Mike Brown, but I do think that there's an association between the decades of unresolved racism in this country and how it will continue to just like feed more violence and anger.
Where the Pavement Ends argues that although the Suburban Avenue barrier is gone, its legacy as a symbol of racism persists in memory and in real life. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.